This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. On the show today, we have Mahalo Banking and Stickley on Security's very own Jim Stickley talking about the Flying Monkey Show celebrating its 15th anniversary, and my, what a run it has had. So check it out. Welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have a little bit different program for you today. And so it's always a little bit different with Mr. Jim Stickley here from Mahalo Banking and Stickley on Security. But before we get going, Jim, how are you? How's life these days?
I'm fantastic, man. Life's wonderful. What about you? How are you doing?
Same way. Yeah. We're in kind of the tail end of summer here, the last week, or maybe it is the end of summer. I don't know. But it's still warm out. But
It's still sunny here in San Diego.
Yeah. We're all good. No snow yet. So anywho, not that San Diego gets snow, but that's a whole nother thing. We'll leave that to the Weather Channel. But today we're talking about your traditional the Flying Monkey Show, which is celebrating its 15th anniversary. And a lot of folks are out there saying, the Flying Monkey Show, what the heck is the Flying Monkey Show? So I'm going to ask you the big question up front first, Jim. If you can explain it, what is the Flying Monkey Show, if you want to divulge?
I don't even know how you begin to explain that. So it's a party. This year we had about 1,200 people. I think that's where we capped it at this year, is 1,200. It's held at the House of Blues. Mm-hmm. We have celebrities. We have different weird photo ops. We have a live band. It's just anarchy. It's just basically whatever amuses me on any given year.
And it's very interesting each year. I wasn't able to go this year, so I'm really bummed because it looked like you guys had a great time. But I've been in a couple of years where the Village People was my favorite one that you had a few years ago. And also you had Richard Simmons one year.
Just before he went recluse. We got him at the very end. Maybe we drove him to it. He was hysterical. Like, you know, everybody's like, why would you have Richard Simmons? But he was so much fun.
He was.
He obviously interacts with the crowd like a lunatic. He was great.
Yeah. So this is traditionally held in conjunction with the Scimitar Client Conference, which is now JH or Jack Henry Connect. And so you kind of hold that synonymously. So again, I'm going back to, you're celebrating your 15th year or 15 years doing this. So how has the show changed over the years, or has it?
Yeah, it's changed a lot. I mean, it's technically like a year's time. It's coming up on like 18 or 19 years of doing them. But there was, you know, pandemic. We took a few years off. Yeah. And 2008, the world crashed, took a year off. I retired. So there's a few times we took it off. But I mean, you think like the very first one we ever did, it was supposed to just be a one-time thing that was just supposed to be like a throwaway dumb thing. And it was the year that William Hung sang She Bangs on American Idol.
Right.
And that was our like very first party. We're like, hey, we should bring some sort of amusing thing for the party. And my partner at the time goes, hey, I wonder if we could get William Hung. And we started laughing because it just seems so, you know, absurd.
Right.
And we reached out, talking him up to his dad, and we're able to get a hold of him. And we're like, hey, will you come to a little thing we're doing? And he was like, yeah, sure, why not? And William Hung came out and sang She Bangs. And it was just stupid fun. And it turned out like his dad, Henry's super cool. We've been friends ever since, actually.
Right on.
We still talk. But that kind of created it. And after that, then we're like, okay, well, I guess we gotta try something else. And so the next year was the year we did Village People.
Yeah.
And then each year we had like Gilbert Gottfried. Yeah. And then, you know, I just, each year we try to up it with some sort of new celebrities. Mm-hmm. And then we started bringing in two celebrities or three celebrities at a time. And it just grew and grew and grew. So then now we used to cap it at 1,000 people. This is the first year we added a couple extra hundred just because after, you know, post-pandemic, everybody wants to have a good time. Yeah. And so we put a little more space in and open it up to a few more people.
So I mean, that leads me to my next question. And it's probably just, it's a softball question, but why this event? Obviously people, like you said, people want to get out and have a good time. They're networking all day at a conference and they want to get out and just kind of cut loose. And so is that kind of the why here, or is there other areas?
Yeah, I mean, like, reasons? So Scimitar was based in San Diego. Yeah. I had a lot of friends that worked at Scimitar, and I was like, okay, why don't we just do something around that? Because I was already friends with a lot of them. I knew, you know, a lot of people, obviously, in the Scimitar community. And so that kind of was, it just felt like a good kind of mix. You know, as it's gotten bigger, now it's kind of got its life of its own. And the question is, you know, has it gotten too big to be doing anymore? You know, as Jack Henry's now merged the two. And they're concerned, because they do have concerns as well, because this party's gotten pretty freaking big now. Yeah. And they're like, you know, do people think that it's somehow tied to Jack Henry. Like, is this a Jack Henry party? And, mm-hmm. you know, they want to have their own stuff and their own view. And so I try to make it really clear that, no, this has nothing to do specifically with Jack Henry or Scimitar. It's our own separate thing. It was just always fun to do it at that same time. And, you know, we're literally right now talking about next year, whether we continue to do it as part of the Jack Henry thing or spin it off somewhere else. Okay. But we'll see where it goes. But it's just dumb fun.
Yeah, that's the best kind of fun, you know? So, and where you just don't have to think. So who was headlining this? Can you share who the headline? Because I was scrolling through the pictures and it looked like America's Got Talent theme and things like that. So divulge, who was the headliners this year?
So this year's headliners were Flavor Flav.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, Flavor Flav. Yeah. And then if you ever watched the TV show The Office.
Yes.
We got Oscar this year from
them. Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
And oddly enough, that's his real name is Oscar.
Oh, it is.
So, yeah, that was kind of funny. So they were our two headliners. Originally, we were going to have a third. We were going to have Gary Busey.
Oh,
he got in a little bit of trouble.
Yeah,
and then nixed him from the list. So it was down to those two. And then we had, because it was our 15-year anniversary, I wanted to have kind of a surprise throwback. So we got William Hung to come out of retirement. He came and did a She Bangs on stage for us, and that was pretty fun to watch. So yeah, it was a good thing. And what's cool about it is, like, the celebrities come out and then they interact with the crowd. So we have people every year, some sort of contest. Mm-hmm. So this year was a singing contest, and the people that sang could really sing. Like, they apply ahead of time so they can be part of the show. And so all of them can actually sing. So that makes it's not just bad karaoke. It's like people actually kind of entertaining the crowd.
Right.
So we had that going on. There's a dance contest. This year there was like a wacky hula hoop thing. And then there's also on the other area, the live band. And every year for the last several years, we've had the same lead singer. And he's just so good. He's a local guy here in San Diego. Mm-hmm. But the crowd loves him. And so in the beginning, we used to change every year. And once he came on, everybody's like, just bring him back. And so every year we go, okay, we bring him back. And it's just kind of fun. So that was the celebrity side. And then we also have, like, you know, stupid throwaway things that kind of make it fun. So this year, I was able to get R2-D2, the droid, fully working, rolls around, and stormtroopers. And so they came in, they did a skit thing on stage with Ken. Anybody knows Ken Kondo? He came out and sang.
Oh, that's right.
And then they took photos with people. That was pretty fun. And then I hired a special effects artist from the movies to do up some people ahead of time in full Walking Dead zombie, like,
oh wow,
you know, like movie quality.
Yeah.
And so then people get their pictures taken with these zombies. So that was just, you know, another dumb thing. And then the very first, every year we have a celebrity car. And the very first car we ever had that was, you know, quote unquote celebrity car was Back to the Future, the DeLorean.
Yeah, yeah.
So for our 15 year anniversary, I brought that one back. And so we were getting pictures with the old DeLorean. So that was pretty fun. Oh, man. And then we also had Willy Wonka, which was Greg from XDI. He came out and Gina put together this whole, like, you know, Oompa Loompa Willy Wonka thing where people were handed these chocolate bars. They could open them up. There were these gold tickets, and then people got to go on stage, and then they played this little game, and if they won, then they got cash. It was crazy. And, of course, what was hysterical is, I mean, it's like, you know, all of Mahalo's employees and a bunch of other employees, including XDI, are all dressed up in Oompa Loompa costumes that are, like, way over the top and ridiculous. And then they had, like, this dance routine. It was really funny. When Gina told me what she was going to do, I was like, oh, I don't know. But when it actually was happening, it was really funny.
Good deal. Well, can you share, if this is possible, any other highlights from years past? Are there any, like, anecdotes that you could share that are, let me see.
I mean, like, okay, so I'll tell you.
Worthy?
Yeah, well, I mean, like, I remember, like, the worst celebrity we ever had, in my opinion, was Pauly Shore. He was just not very nice, in my opinion. He was great on stage, but just the people, he wasn't nice. But what makes him so special to me is because we had a thing where we were doing, that was a fear factor that year. In years past, this party was still smaller. We could do more crazy things. Mm-hmm. As it got bigger and bigger, they get a little more tame now. But back then, we had this fear factor where people had to eat really horrific stuff. And Pauly Shore was on stage judging this. And somebody ate some stuff. I don't even tell you. It was horrific. And it actually made Pauly Shore get sick. And I thought that was so great because then he had to leave the party because he was so sick. And I was happy because I didn't like him. So there was, that was, to me, that was like divine intervention right there, a little karma.
Getting rid of the guest. Well done.
Yeah. And our friendliest guest was Elvira. I don't know if you guys remember Elvira.
Yes. I think I was there at that one too.
She is so sweet. And she's retired. I was actually going to try to bring her back for the 15 year just to have her there as well. She's retired recently, but she was so funny and so kind and just so great to hang out with. So yeah, she would be one of my favorite guests we've ever had.
That's cool. Did you guys have Corey Feldman one year? Did that ring a bell?
Yeah, we did have Corey Feldman. Okay. I felt bad for Corey Feldman. I don't know. I feel like that guy's still kind of living the past a little bit. And that one was a little bit rough. Like most of the time you're like having fun with him, but he was like trying to sell tchotchkes. Like he brought some merchandise to sell. And I was just like, oh no, it was a little rough. I felt bad for him just because that's kind of sad. So,
You could have parlayed it from the conference. Like, hey, what type of payment system are you using? And, you know, are you using Square or what type?
I know. And I think he was even before like Venmo existed. I think people were actually like handing him cash. He was like Square like credit cards. And then you know who else was really good, and he's now dead, which is weird. Was Gilbert Gottfried?
Oh, that's right.
Really good. We had him the same year. We had do you remember the band Big Bad Voodoo Daddy?
Yes.
You know, they did swing music. Mm-hmm. So we brought them in one year along with Gilbert Godfrey, and which is a weird mix, but just seemed funny to me. And
that's got
to
make for a heck of a show. So, yeah.
Yeah. So, but yeah, I mean, each show's dumb, and there's no real rhyme or reason to them, and there's no, like, they're free. Anybody can go that wants to go. It's open to everybody, vendors, credit unions, now banks as well. Mm-hmm. And the whole idea is just, everybody get together, you know, free food, free booze, all the entertainment you can handle, and just one night where we just all get along.
Yes, it's legendary now, Jim. So I don't think you can stop. it's taken on a life of its own, you know. And you're probably wondering what the logo. There's the logo for the show. A literally flying monkey. So,
yeah,
and but don't worry, there's no flying monkeys. There's no,
no. And this year we had to stop. I mean, remember, for years we had the monkey from the TV show Friends
that's right.
Played Marcel.
Yeah.
Monkey actually was two monkeys named Katie and Monkey.
Yeah.
And they got a little older now. So we don't, this was the first year we didn't have one of the monkeys at our party to pose with us.
Oh, that's well. I could give him a little rocking chair or something like that.
Maybe he's gonna stuff monkey and just stand.
There you go.
Alive. Yeah, that's not messed up.
Oh gosh. So what's? I mean, you kind of said you're already like planning for next year. So, or can you divulge anything, or is it still top secret?
Honestly, I don't even know if we're gonna do one ever again. It's one of those ones where we're right now. We're in that thing where I go, I don't know what we're going to do. You know, as you probably know, I think it's public knowledge that Jack Henry's not doing their conference in San Diego, right? That's public. Okay. Yeah. So they're going to be doing it in Indianapolis, and I don't know. I mean, I'm not sure.
Hard to configure.
What's that?
That's going to be hard to put together from San Diego.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I can do it, but I just don't know. It doesn't sound as fun. So there's other conferences hosted in San Diego. Maybe I'll do it for one of those or, you know, take a couple of years. I don't know. I mean, like, it's too soon after, but
that's true. Yeah. This just happened a few weeks ago. So, so we're still kind of fresh. We're basking in the limelight of these festivities.
Right.
So, well, cool. Well, I just wanted to have you on to talk about that. And I mean, again, the show has just become legendary, and it's created this life of its own. And it's just kudos to you though, for doing this type of stuff.
To be clear, it's not just, I mean, we have great sponsors. This year, I got to mention, I mean, Q-Tech. Mm-hmm. Q-Tech has been a sponsor and been part of the show for 14 of the 15 years.
Yeah.
They've been with me through all of the, like, the early years that were just rough. They've been there since the beginning. So, you know, Ron and Don, I love them to death. And then you've got Mahalo, obviously, now is a big key sponsor in the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Again, a lot of love for Mahalo Banking. And then the other ones this year that really stepped up were XDI.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you'd been there, you would have seen. They took over the entire this Delta room, had these like light up drinks, and they did all this crazy stuff, and then this pinball competition there.
Oh, my gosh.
It was awesome. MVI is the one who always supplies the cars every year for us, so they're awesome. And then Doxum does our shirts. So you know, it's not just me. It's a lot of people help put all this together, and just so that I can be happy for a couple of hours.
Yeah. Well, it looked like a really, really good time. And don't forget your company, Stickley on Security, was one of the sponsors as well. So
yeah,
I'll throw that out there if you're not.
Yeah.
So, all right, sir. Well, anything else to add to wrap up here? Any final thoughts? Or it looks like we're kind of in limbo with 2023's plan. So, we'll be waiting with bated breath.
Yeah, no, if you host a conference in San Diego and you're looking to bring an interesting event to your conference, let me know. We'll move it over to yours.
There's a lot of them.
There you go.
There's a lot of them. All right. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.